Okay, today we're going to start the second parak, Ha'ish Mekadesh. So, as we all know, in most, many dinim in the Torah, we have a din of Shluchus Shaladim Kamoso. Your shliach, your agent, is like you. So the Mishnah starts, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo, a man can be Mekadesh, a woman by himself, he can do the action of being Mekadesh, a woman, U'bishlucho, and he can hire a shliach, and via the shliach would Mekadesh the woman on his behalf. I guess the person says, Harei at Mekudeshes so-and-so. Vaisha miskadeshes, the woman can accept kedushim, but she herself can accept the kedushin, uvishlucha, or she can appoint an agent to accept the kedushin on her behalf. That's point one. Point two, ha'ish mekadesh es bito kishihi na'ara, the man can be mekadesh his daughter, or accept kedushin on behalf of his daughter when she is a na'ara. Gemara's going to discuss why na'ara, not a katana, but when she's a na'ara, na'ara's within the ages of 12, basically the 12 and a half, tel bagras. Bo ubishlucho, he can accept it on himself, by himself, or he can appoint a shliach to accept the kiddushin for his daughter on his behalf. Remember, he's the baal davar, right? So it seems weird as a third party, but he's the baal davar, and therefore he has the authority, he has the power to appoint the shliach to accept the kiddushin on his behalf for his daughter. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Gemara says, basic question, hashta bishlucho mikadesh bo mibai. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo, Ubishlucho. So just say Ubishlucho. If I say Ha'ish Mekadesh Bishlucho, you know that the Ish Mekadesh Bo. Because the only way you can have a Shliach is if you're the Baal Dover. If you can't do it, then a Shliach can't do it for you. So if you just say Bo Shlucho, then Ha'ish Mekadesh Bishlucho, you would know Bo automatically. So Tosas asks right away, well, oftentimes we have a Klal and Shas of Lo Zu Av Zukatani. Sometimes we just say it. Yeah, not only this, but this. Right. So say that same thing here. What's the big kasha? The Tosfos says, "V'ein shayach l'taritz hacha lav davka v'latzer omar lo zu av zu de'lo shayach l'shnui hachi ela b'shtei bavos." You can only say lo zu av zu katani in two separate statements. The Mishnah makes a statement and then makes another statement. But here, av b'shtei tevos lo, but not one word after another word. You can't say lo zu av zu with words next to each other. That's the cloud that he says. The Ritva says no. In the Chanami, you could have said lo zu av zu katani. However, when the Gemara has a better answer, it doesn't want to go into the semantic answer. It wants to go into a better answer. And the Gemara says a better answer. The Gemara says so. Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says. Mitzvah comes to teach us that mitzvah bo yosher mishlucho. That even though you can appoint a shliach to do it on your behalf, it's better to do a mitzvah on your own than to do a mitzvah via shliach.
Is that a general call or just for this case?
Yeah, that's a good question. But mitzvah bo yosher mishlucho over here for sure. And the Gemara brings a raya. What's the raya? Interesting raya. Ki ha de Rav Safra, like Rav Safra on his own would be mecharich resha. If he would be preparing an animal for Shabbos, he would, I think it means he would singe the head, right? He would prepare for Shabbos on his own, and also Rava malach shibuta, and Rava would salt the shibuta fish. Shibuta fish is fascinating. I don't know how many years ago it was, they had like this halachic meal, the OU had this halachic meal, for Dr. Ari Zivotofsky, and I forgot his friend's name, and they brought the shibuta back from Turkey or Iraq or somewhere, that's supposed to be a delicacy, the shibuta fish. Yeah, well, they're eating it, so most likely it was kosher. I mean, Rava's eating it, so most likely it was kosher. So Rava malach shibuta, he would do it. So you see that just like by the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos, they did it by themselves. So too, mitzvah she'er to mishlucho. So let's just finish the Gemara and go back to this. So ikad amri, and some say baha. Some say no. The reason we don't learn mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho from our Mishnah, we learn something else. Why does it say bo mishlucho? Baha isura nami isba, because ein lechanami. It can work if you have a shliach go out and propose kiddushin to somebody on your behalf. Yisur nami isba. However, there's a bit of an isser to do so. Why? You have to see the girl before you marry her. At least see her once before you marry her. Interesting. Yitzchak didn't see Rivka before Eliezer accepted kiddushin on his behalf. But you have to deal with that. You know, yes, obviously he was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, so why wasn't he Mekayim this idea of that he was Asher L'Adam Mekadosh Isha Ashirena? Shema Yir, why you have to see her first? Shema Yir Abba Davar Meguna. Because maybe when you finally do see her, you'll think she looks not the way you want her to look. And Vitizgana love, and then you won't love her, I guess. And V'Rachmana Amar V'Hatoreicha Kamocha, and then you'll hate her. And the Torah says you have to hatorei hakamocha. I don't know, I thought maybe you say it's a mechatos. And it says you're going to violate the hatorei hakamocha by keeping her. So the Gemara then says, so ikav amiboha, that the din in the Mishnah teaches us the idea of asla adam shikadosh isho ad shirena. And then the Gemara says, v'chi itmar de Rav Yosef, so where do you learn the din of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef, who said mitzvah bo yersu mishlucho, says you learned that from the Seifa. Because the Seifa itmar, says, ha'isha miskadeshes bo ubishlucho. The woman can get married, she can accept kedushin either by herself, or via an agent. So hashto bishlucho mikacha, if her agent can accept kedushin on her behalf, bami boy, do you need to tell me that she can accept kedushin by herself? Clearly, the only reason why the shliach has authority is because she has the authority. So, Amar Rav Yosef, not from here you learn, mitzvah ba yosher mibishlucha. Here you learn, mitzvah ba yosher mibishlucha, that the idea is to do the mitzvah on your own. Ki hadar Rav Safra, like Rav Safra taught us, the hadar Rav Safra, he was mecharech resha, v'rava malach shivuta. But here, why don't you say from here that the woman has to see the man before she gets married? So here we say, v'ha isura lesba, there's no isser for the woman to accept kedushin before seeing the man. Kid Reish Lakish, because we'll invoke the rule of Reish Lakish, who said, Dama Reish Lakish, tav lemesav tandu milemesav armula. A woman prepared, literally, it's better to sit tandu with two, women's better to sit with two, milemesav armula, sit by herself. A woman prefers so much more so to be married that she will overlook
even if she finds a meguna repulsive?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it's saying over here, that the woman is rather to be married. Therefore, it's a psychological chazaka, whether or not it applies to nowadays or not. You can see the ongoing dispute between Rabbi Rachman and Rav Soloveitchik and to many other people about whether this applies nowadays, not for a discussion here. But he says that since she wants to be married so badly, she will overlook these things, and therefore she will not violate the Itzer v'hatorei hakamocha. So the question is, though, it says mitzvah bo yosher mishlucho. What mitzvah are we talking about? What's the mitzvah? Who does it say Priya Rivi? There's not no Priya Rivi here. It seems to be that the mitzvah is kiddushin, right? Rashi says, why is mitzvah yosher mishlucho? He says the chiyasek gufa b'mitzvah smakabos schar tvei. Because when he's osek in the mitzvah, he gets more schar. So it seems to be over here that the mitzvah is kiddushin, but there is a major machlokas rishonim as to whether kiddushin is a mitzvah. Rambam says yes, Rosh says no. So this seems to be a pretty clear raya to the Rambam that there's a mitzvah, because we're saying mitzvah bo yosher mishlucho. There's a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah yosher mishlucho. The other rishonim say you have to answer for the Rosh. Then how does the Rosh say? The Rosh who says that there is no mitzvah of kiddushin, that the mitzvah of kiddushin, the kiddushin is just the vehicle whereby you then get married, you then have Piru Ravu. So what's the mitzvah over here? Was it the Ron? Oh, I think I even marked it off. Yeah. So the Ron says, mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho. The Ron. You don't have it in the art scroll. No, you don't have it in the art scroll.
Look in the back. look in the back.
In the back's the next page.
Yeah, she
I don't think I'm...
Look in the back.
No, not in the Ron. Not in the Ron. Ron's the next thing I want to talk about. The Ron. Saying maybe the mitzvah is, if the mitzvah is over here, is again, it's mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho midin hechster mitzvah. Because the Rosh says the mitzvah, like you said, is pruravu. So that Maisa Kedushin is not the mitzvah. So Maisa Kedushin is the Hechsher mitzvah of pruravu. And the Raya, I think, for the Rosh is to look at the examples that the Gemara gives afterwards of mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucho. The Gemara gives examples of Hachana for Shabbos, to be prepared for Shabbos. The Hechsher mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. So those are the specific examples that the Gemara gave. The Gemara doesn't give any other actual mitzvah. It's an example of Hechsher mitzvah, but why? You know, why? If you're talking about hechsher mitzvah, there's so many. For every mitzvah, there's preparation. Why do you choose these things for hechsher mitzvah? So there happens to be there's a famous nitziv and the she'iltos the She'iltos, which Rav Chaigon writes, that when it comes to the sukkah, he writes that there's a mitzvah, I don't know the language, there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah and a mitzvah to build a sukkah. What do you mean by mitzvah to build a sukkah? Mitzvah to build a sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah. Right. Is a mitzvah to wear tefillin or to make tefillin? Mitzvah to wear the tefillin. The making of the tefillin is a hechsher mitzvah.
Right.
So the Tziv comes up with this concept of that they have what's called hechsher mitzvah, kasav Torah. Sometimes you have a hechsher mitzvah, look at the psukim, the Torah tells you about the hechsher mitzvah. Look at tzitzis. It says, sisim or something. You have to make the tzitzis. But the sukkah also, the pasuk says, talking about making the sukkah. So the Torah talks about making the sukkah, you have this idea of hechsher mitzvah kasav Torah. And therefore, over here, you have also the idea, it's hechsher mitzvah kasav Torah to prepare, you know, kavod and Odin and Shabbos, and Zachar and Shomer, to prepare for Shabbos. But I'm pretty sure, I saw something else.
Then we said,
way back
that the woman doesn't have a mitzvah.
So we'll get to that in a moment. I thought it was something else here that I'm trying to remember.
It makes reference to the Ran talking about mitzvah, but it doesn't say.
Right, so the Ran, the Gemara says confide. So now we're just saying that the mitzvah will yersa mishlucha. We're saying according to Rambam, it's the mitzvah kedushin. According to Rosh, it's the hechsher mitzvah because of pruvu. So does the woman? And then we just said in the same place we learned it out from mitzvah bo yosher mishlucha. So what mitzvah is she doing? So yeah, she just have the woman has a mitzvah kedushin. Does the woman have a mitzvah pruvu? No, woman is exempt from pruvu.
Yeah.
Right. So the Ran here, the Ran says the Ran. Now, if you look in the back, Marcel, the Ran here says the Ran here says, he says, "Vafilu hachi ashme inad masnisen de mitzvah bo yosher b'shlucho the afal gav the isha ena mitzava b'piria rivia." Even though a woman's not obligated in puravu, so what mitzvah is she doing over here? Nevertheless, yesh la mitzvah mipnei shehi misayes labal l'kayim mitzvaso. Somehow she's a messiah. I mean, don't tell the woman that she's just a messiah. She's going to tell you that she's the real deal. But
right.
Yeah, she's the real deal physically. But when it comes from a mitzvah perspective, the mitzvah that's being fulfilled is being fulfilled by the man, and she's the vehicle by which the mitzvah is being fulfilled.
So it's
not a hechsher mitzvah. She's a messiah. Not she's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is actual pruvu. Hechsher mitzvah is a preparatory step. This is the actual mitzvah being done. She, via her, the mitzvah is being done for the husband. So therefore, you still have the concept of mitzvah ba yoser mirish lucha. Again, don't say that at home.
That's a seder.
Don't repeat that. To say
no.
So that's what the Ran says. That's mitzvah ba yoser mirish lucha. Okay.
Well, why doesn't it say the wording that yourself should say?
Doesn't say the word that he should say either.
For the Kedushin.
Doesn't say what word that he should
say
either.
But if it's different,
why is it different?
Because
the Shlechti, I'm sure you have to change the wording. Right, I mentioned in the beginning, yeah, I mean, but why? The Mishnah doesn't mention the text of either of them, so it's not a kasha. Okay, so then the Gemara says, fine. And the Gemara says, Ha'ish mikadish es bito kishinara. The man can marry off his daughter when she is a nara. This is brought down. If you're a kaddish v yourself or not, does the shliach have to make the bracha on the kiddushin? Right? Does the shliach make the bracha on kiddushin, or do you have to make the bracha later? Or it's a whole machlokas for sure. The shliach makes the bracha. I'm not sure what the reason would be. The shliach is in your stead. I guess he would make the bracha as well. But machlokas shonim on that. Okay, ha'ish mikadish as bito kishihinara. The man can marry off his daughter when she's a nara by himself and via shliach. So the Gemara says, Kishinara in Kishikatana lo, he can only marry her off when she's a Nara, not when she's a Katana. So the Gemara says, yeah, Misayeh Leila Rav, that is a support for Rav. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, because Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav, the Itam Rav Elazar, and some say it's the name of Rav Elazar, Asula Adam, she Kadishes Bito, Kishikatana. You cannot marry off, you should not be marrying off your daughter when she's a Katana, until she goes up, Vitoma, Biplon, and Erotza. Because when she's a Nara, she has Das, and she says, basically, what he's saying is that at 12 years old, the father is the one who has the right. He's the one who has the authority to marry her off, but he should get her acquiescence to do so. As a katana, she doesn't have das, and she can't have that acquiescence. Right? Rashi says, is there Rashi?
Does she have to agree to it or not?
Yeah, it's what it says. And he wrote it. I want it. Right? Rashi seems to indicate that Rav holds that she has to have acquiescence. She has to agree to it. Right, Tosa says, well, maybe it says Narod, and just to say that it's Kol Shekein Katana, because, you know, if Narod's even older, and she's on her own for some things, the father still has the authority to do a Nara, she also would have the authority to do the Katana. So the Gemara then says, look at Tosos, Asal Adam, Tosos, Asal Adam, Yikadosh Bito, Kashi Katana, the Afa Gav, the Amr La'el, the Isur Aleka. But what's the Isser, right? Because we said that a woman prefers to be married.
Right.
So what's the problem? So maybe she won't like him, big deal. When she gets married, when she gets older, she doesn't like him, but she'd rather be married. Right? The Afa Gav, the Amr La'el, the Isur Aleka, Mishul, the Tav, the Meta of Tandu, say, Hani, the Mili, the Gedola. That's only specifically with the Gedola, Shehimis Kadesh Shalya De Asma, when she herself enters into the relationship willingly. The Kevan Shinisrat says, Lekalamecha Shemetech Tachsar. Because we don't worry that she's going to retract, because she wanted to get married. Ava Katana, but a Katana Shemis Kadesh Shalya De Avio is being married by her father. Ikalamecha, she could, there you have a Chash, Shema Im Haisa Gedola, Lo Haisa Misratzis. Maybe if she was a Gedola, she wouldn't have accepted this. A woman who's older and she accepts it. But a katana, you're going to impute acceptance on a girl who has no das, maybe when she got older. So that's why you can't say Tav Lameit of Tamdu here as well. It seems to be here indicating that you have to wait until she's older and she has to have acceptance for the Kedushin. But Tosos points out, it's a fascinating Tosos, the continuum of the Tosos, from an historical perspective, it's fascinating. Also from a methodological, I said that wrong, from using its method, there's a, right, there's a, also just show Tosos, it says, V'achshav, Tosos says, V'achshav, now, in the days of the Tosos, Sha'anu noagim lekadish binosenu afilu katanos. We ignore this, and we are mekadish our daughters, even when they are katanos. That's what they do. Why? Hainu mishum, because shelechol yom v'yom hagalos miskaber lenu. It's very difficult here. People don't make money. People are getting killed. Things going on. Ve'im yesh sipek biad adam achshav laseis blibito nidunya. If a person then has the means at this point in time to provide his daughter with a dowry, and therefore she'll be, you know, people would want to marry her because of the dowry. Shemel achas man lo yesh sipek biadam. Maybe then, because maybe later he won't have the opportunity. Ve'teisha bito agun olam, and nobody will ever marry his daughter. And the woman won't be protected. It was the Middle Ages, a woman not being married was not a very, very good thing at all. They weren't protected. So nowadays, we do it anyway, which is interesting from a historical perspective. It's also interesting that it's typical of Tosos, or the Chachmei Ashkenaz, as opposed to the Chachmei Sfard. The Chachmei Sfard saw that Minog was getting against the Gemara. They would rail against what's going on. Tosos, we try to be matzdik de minhag, because if everyone's doing it, there must be a reason. So here Tosfos again is being matzdik de minhag. The reason why, and despite the fact that the Gemara says you should not marry your daughter when she's a katana, they're doing it because they had other sociological reasons that forced their hand.
When he says Paul, where's he referring to?
Wherever Tosfos lived, I would say it's Germany or France. Okay, so the Gemara then says, fine. We know about the idea of shlichus. But where do we get shlichus from? Where do we learn the halacha of shlichus? Apparently, shlichus is not a svara. You need a source for shlichus. The Gemara says, sorry, doesn't quote that. Shlichus minolan can't learn out. We can't learn that out from four matan Torah, right? So shlichus minolan. Also, did Eliezer? I'm going to mistake asking Eliezer. Did Eliezer necessarily marry?
No,
Rivka. It doesn't say that she. He just brought her to him. Right, and then the marriage may have taken place there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He may have just been the shadchan.
May
have just been a shadchan, not the shliach.
Right.
He accepted kedushin and then he just consummated the marriage.
Rishonim say that.
The Torah itself says that. The Torah says that he gave gifts. He gave them gifts and stuff like that. But it doesn't say that. The Rishonim do say, Marcel is right, the Rishonim do say that was the Kedushin, but
that jewelry was
Shad
just...
Torah, that never says that he accepted, right? That's that he accepted the Kedushin. I don't know.
And the purpose of the jewelry was to entice her to go.
Could be, it wasn't maybe.
Because of the
maybe.
But
maybe. Well, the other Rishonim say that was Kesef Kedushin.
Yeah.
Okay, so Shlichus Minolan. How do we even know the idea that Shlichus works? The Tanya, we have the following price. We learn it from the Pasuk in Gerishin. The Pasuk in Gerishin says, Ki kach ish isho ba'ala, v'haya im lo timsa, chayim v'einav. And she sends her away from her house. So he says, "Vishilach." The word "vishilach" is melamed shu osa shliach, right? It says the fact that it doesn't say "vigirsha," it says "vishilach." You can learn out. Rashi says you can learn out that shlichus works, and it says "vishil." It says "vishilcha." It should have said v'shilach. What's v'shilcha? Melamed shehi osa shliach. It teaches that even the woman can make the shliach as well. All right, the Rashi says v'shilach, v'sh'gerishan k'siv, v'shilcha mi'beiso, u'midol kasa v'girsha, l'lamdeinu ba sha'ish osa shliach, l'holech get l'ishto. That's what it learns over there. And l'shilcha, melamed shehi osa shliach, l'kabel gita, kari be v'shilcha, lo map v'shilcha, lo mapik hey. Without a mapik hey, right? You can learn it because you could say v'shilcha, which means that he is with the mapik hey, or without the mapik hey, means that she's v'shilcha, that she accepts the shliach. And then the Gemara says v'shilach v'shilcha. It says, why does it say shilach and shilcha? You can, I'm not sure exactly where that is. V'shilach v'shilcha. I guess it says it again. Rashi says shnei pa'amim. Rashi says, where is that? Shnei pa'amim nemar b'inyan. It says v'shilach v'shilcha twice. So therefore, v'shilach v'shilcha also teaches us melamed sheh hashliach osa shliach, that the shliach can also make a shliach. Wow. So, which shliach?
According to this, what are you going to do? Getting married twice on the way to, on the way there? One shliach marries her right away, and then the other shliach takes
over. What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with that. That doesn't say that at all. It says that if I appoint a shliach, that shliach can appoint another shliach. That's all. It doesn't say that two shliachim do the marriage. One shliach appoints the other shliach. Question is that we saw throughout Gittin a few times. What about the kinds of the mili? If there's only words, right? You only can shliach can also make a shliach if there are words. So the summary showing him say that the shliach osa shliach maybe goes only on Gittin, because by Gittin it's not necessarily words. If you're actually handing you're handing her the get. There's a physical chetza involved there. It's also in the back of the Gemara. Marcel, let's flip to the back. They also have the Mordechai. So the Mordechai, he quotes Pasuk HaKadosh Midorash. I'm not sure what that is, but it's the famous Kadosh Midorash. Da osa shliach lekadosh isra. If you make a shliach to mekadosh a woman, umasar lo tabas, and you gave her the ring, right? Lekadosh, I feel itnis b'derech. Even if the shliach had an onus in the derech, einu yochel lasso shliach acher. He cannot appoint another shliach. Meaning, ain shliach osa shliach. When it comes to kiddushin, mishum de mili ninhu, because it's all mili, right? It's only words. It's just instructions. Umili lo mems from the shliach, and mili are not given over to a shliach. Aye, the alpha gab de gabe get kaim alar shliach osa shliach. But we learned that by get a shliach can make a shliach. The lo havid mili. In that case, it's not mili. Mishum mesiras haget, because you actually have the chetza of the get. It's not mili.
A second ago that he gave him the ring.
He has the ring. He says, but hachanami, so to hear, ha'ika mesiris hatabas, you also have the ring or the money, so why is that not? Why is that still considered mili? Why is that the same thing as the get? He says, lo dummy, it's not similar to get. The gabi get isha miskaresh val karcha, because by the get, when you give the shliach to get, it's done. Nothing the woman can do about it. You get to the woman, it's done. Umiyah kishigia get liyada shliach, or even the second shliach, it's as if she's already worked. It's a done deal. Hilkach lo havemili sharei ashliach yochel legarshav al korcha. The ashliach yabal. Av ashliach kiddushin im lo tava isha. If the woman doesn't desire the kiddushin, ain a miskadeshes. Hilkach havele mili. Therefore, it's still mili. The physical object does nothing because the physical object is not. There's no power in the physical object. The power is in the words and her acceptance. So it's still mili, and therefore. Amelia, little mems from shliach, so one shliach can't go to another shliach. So major machlokes we've shown him as to whether or not who this shliach osa shliach where what it goes on. I think the Tosfos Arid says the same thing. All right, just this daf is just chock full. Okay, so we just had over here now that we learned out the concept of shlichus from gerushin. So now that we know that shlichus works by gerushin. So Ashacham beGerushin, the Gemara says, okay, I know that Shlichus works by Gerushin, b'Kiddushin minolan. How do I know that Shlichus works by Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, v'chi tema diyalif meGerushin. Just say you learn it from Gerushin. Same way, what's the difference? So he says, no, because Gerushin, ma the Gerushin, shekein yeshna balkarcha. Gerushin, maybe you'll say Shlichus works, because Gerushin, the husband has so much power that he can divorce the woman against her will, so that level of power allows you to appoint the shliach as well. Right? There's a Tosfos Arash that says that shlichus is midin bios. And if you have complete ownership of the situation, that's when you can appoint the shlichus, the shliach. So too you would say that maybe here, the reason why shlichus works by gerushin is because of the authority that the husband has in this type of situation. But by kedushin, like we just said, kedushin, he doesn't have the entire authority. It's also totally on the woman. So maybe there he doesn't have sufficient power to appoint the shliach. So the Gemara says, all right, therefore I have to learn that from the Hekesh, famous Hekesh of, v'yotzeva ha'isel ish acher, mekesh havai letzia. There's a Hekesh between Kedushin and Gerushin, and ma yitzia mashvei shliach, just like at the going out, the Kedush, by the Gerushin, you can appoint a shliach. Af havai inami mashvei shliach. You can't run a musvara, you have to have this Hekesh. V'yotzeva ha'isel, it's just like it works by the yitzia, it works by the havai, it works by the bringing in. So that's why you have a Hekesh, and now we have shlichos by Gerushin or by Kedushin. So the Gemara says, well, I have other cases of shlichos. It's interesting. The Gemara will not be satisfied by just learning out shlichos from one din. It keeps asking on other dinim, well, shlichos works there, but how do you know shlichos works here? Well, for some reason, the Gemara will not accept a svara of shlichos. It needs a limud for shlichos.
The
shlichos
of Gerushin is limited, the
shlichos
Kedushin is not.
What does that mean?
It's limited to one woman. Can only divorce that woman.
Well, that's just the mitzvah. But if the woman,
for kedushin, you can make kaddish anybody.
So let's say
don't make kaddish a woman.
So he's married. He's married to 100 women. Oh, because you have the din of the shema. Okay, maybe. Yeah. Okay. So Ella had it's none. So the Gemara says, okay, but wait a second. I have the following case. This is a case in Trumos. Ha'omer l'shlucho. Someone says to a shliach, say trum, go take off truma for me. And he doesn't say what shear. Right, usually we say, you know, chita achas poteres asakri, but we have an idea of the good 140th, 150th, 160th. He doesn't tell them what shear to take off. So the shliach should toreim kedas balabayas. He should try to, you know, evaluate what the owner would prefer. The im eno yodeya das balabayas. He doesn't know whether the owner is cheap or the owner is gracious at the time. Torah revenus, he should take off the middle amount, which is echad mechamishim, one, take off 150th. Right, but pichei sasara o hosif asara truma so truma. But if he happened to have made a mistake and he made it 140th or he made it 160th, machlok is showing what piches or hosif is. Whether piches is 140th or piches is 160th. Nevertheless, the idea is if he does it in the ayin ra'ah or the ayin yafa, nevertheless the truma is valid truma. So you see that the shliach can work and take off truma on my behalf. Well, minolon. How do you know that? Where do you get the idea that shliach can take off truma for me? So the Gemara says, v'chitema, well, maybe you'll say, the yalef megerishin. Learn it out for gerishin. Just like shlichas works by gerishin, so too shlichas should work by truma. So the Gemara says, no, you can't learn it out from gerishin. Mala gerishin, shekein yeshtan chol. Because gerishin is a, I guess, I wouldn't say mundane, it's not kedusha. There's no different type of kedusha. There is kedusha, you're upsetting the kedusha, but it's not like kachay, you know, like to Hashem. It's not like Truma, which is Kaddish to the Kohen. It's Shegein Yeshon Chol, Yeshon Divrei Chulin. So you would say that, and throughout the Torah, we say that Divrei Chulin are more Mekel from Divrei Kodesh. Therefore, you might have said that the Torah was Mekel by Shlichus, by Gerishin, but by Truma, which is Dabar Kadosh, then maybe Truma would have to be done by the individual himself, and would not be valid via Shliach. So the Gemara says, you're right, so I have to have a pasuk. Amakra, it says in the pasuk, is by Truma's Meiser, it says, Kein Tarimu Gamatem Truma's Hashem. What's Atem? Right? So Gamatem, from the word Gam, right? It should have just said, Kein Tarimu Atem. What's Kein Tarimu also Atem? Also who? It's only talking about you. So the Rabos HaShashliach, that comes to include, to add on a Shliach, that even the Afrashas of the Shliach, the schal the shame truma on him, not necessarily the afreshes of the balat bayis. So the Gemara says, okay, so fine. So you just said that kadosh is more chamor. So that's right. V'nichtov rachmana b'truma. The Torah should simply write that content the shlichus by truma, and I won't have to write it by getting the gerishin or kedushin, because if I want to have it by something that's kadosh, obviously it's going to apply by something that's chol. This he says nichtov rachmana b'truma v'nesu hanach v'nigru minei, and then the other ones will learn from it. So Gemara says no. Mishum ikol mifrach, because you could say that maybe shlichus only works by truma shekein yeshna b'machshava, that truma can also work simply by machshava. Rashi says yeshna b'machshava, third line on top, no sin ena b'tzad zeh v'ochol b'tzad zeh d'ksiv v'nechshav. You don't even have to verbalize it. You can look at the field and you're going to think that's going to be the truma, and therefore I leave that alone and now I can eat with the rest of it. So truma you can work via machshava, as opposed to Gittin and Kiddushin cannot work via Machshav. It has to be a Maisa, it has to be a verbalization, it has to have a whole thing. So you would think maybe in a case where the Torah gives you so much authority that you can accomplish the act just via Machshava, so therefore in that case your Torah gives you authority for Shlichus. So now I need a Pasuk for Truma. I need the Pasuk for Gerushin, and I need the Hekesh from Gerushin for Kiddushin. So Gemara says, okay, I have another case where we know that Shlichus works. How do we know that Shlichus works in this case? Vahad, it's not. You don't need the Yoma for tomorrow. Hopefully, we don't need the Yoma for tomorrow. Vahad, it's not. Chabura she'ava pischa. You have a bunch of people who are getting together. They want to be makriv the Korban Pesach. Right? Tomorrow is actually Chag Pesach. The rest of the week is Chag Matzos. But tomorrow is actually Chag Pesach. So chabura she'ava pischa. But they lost the animal. They were mafish their big animal to be makriv the Korban Pesach, and it ran away. They don't know where it is. So the Amru Echad, I guess they tagged it, so they're looking for it. Amru Echad, and they said to one of the Bnei Chabura, "Say Ubakesh, go find it. Ushchot Aleinu. When you find it, just bring it to the base of Mikdash and have it shechted on our behalf. You know, or you shecht it, because shechit is kasher mazar. But shechit ushchot Aleinu. V'halach umatza. The shliach went ahead and he found it. Yes, he had a tracking device put in, and he found right GPS on the carbon, and he found the carbon v'shachat, and he was shechted the Korban Pesach on behalf of the Chabura. Vehain, but the Bnei Chabura, they did not know that the Shliach found the animal, and they didn't wait, because it was getting late in the day, they didn't wait. So there, and Lachu Mishachtu, and they went ahead and they shechted a different animal. So the Mishnah says, Mishachim, Adav Tzadiches, Im Shalom Nishkat Rishon, if his Korban Pesach, I mean the one that he found, was shechted first, right, that since the Bnei Chabura appointed him their Shliach to shecht on their behalf, who ochol mishalo v'heim she'ochol mishlo simimo. I don't know if that's the right gear, so the Gra takes out the word shosim. I think it should be ochol mishalo v'heim ochol mimo. He eats that Korban Pesach, and they can eat the Korban Pesach with him. Because their shaliach shechted their Korban Pesach on their behalf. But minolan, how do we know this? How do we know that this shaliach, this minu shlichus works? Who says that maybe they all have to be in the base of Midrash together? Why are we saying all of a sudden that the Shlichus works? So obviously because we can't learn it out from all the other cases. We have to have a special limit over here. So the Gemara says, V'chi teima di yalef mihanach. Why don't you learn Shlichus out from Truma, Gerishin, Kiddushin? So just like Shlichus works there, it works here as well. So the Gemara says, no. Shekein yishnan chol eitzel kachim. Yeah, Truma is more Kaddush than Gerishin. But Kachim itself is more Kaddush than Truma. Truma is eaten by the Kohen. It's eaten by people. Kachim is brought on the Mizbeach. That's definitely more Kaddush. So maybe you can't learn out one from the other. So where do you, right? So therefore, where do you learn it out? Right? Because we always say the Chulin is more Kaddush than Hekdesh. So we said, so therefore, Truma had to have an extra limit from, had to have a limit above Gerishin. We couldn't learn out Gerishin from Truma because of Machshava. And now we can't learn out Korban Pesach, Korbanos, from Truma, because Korbanos are much more Kaddish than Truma. So where do we learn out that Shlichus works from where by Korbanos, so by Kachim? So Nafgalei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. We learn it out from the din of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. The Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, Minayin sheshlucho shel adam kamoso. How do we know this concept that your agent is your works, you know, the agent does something on your behalf, it works? Shneamar, the pasuk says again by Shitas Korban Pesach. Right, I missed like a little moment the other day, but I'm getting this one for the Arab Pesach. Okay, they don't make up for it, but still. So Shluchos Shel Adam Kamos. How do we know that? It says Shneamar v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas bein arbayim, and they should shecht it. The entire Klal Yisrael should shecht it in the twilight. So the Gemara says v'chikol akal kula shochin. Does everyone actually shecht it? Not everyone shechts it. V'halo isn't the din eino shochet ella echad. Only one person shechts it. The Kohen shechts it. Right? The Kohen shechts it.
So he's also a Shliach.
That's exactly the point. Elo mikan, sheshlucho, shel adam kamosu. The Pasuk itself says that the Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael is shechting it. How do you have everybody shechting it? Someone's shechting it on their behalf. So that's sheshlucho, shel adam kamosu. And my one question is that we thought it was a sugi in Yoma, that we said that the Kohanim are shlucho to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're not our Shliach. They're shluchim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I'm not sure how that works. How that works over here.
Maybe that's more philosophical then.
No, they said that halachically. We did have it recently, right?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, but you see from here that someone's shechting, one person's shechting the Korban Pesach on behalf of many, and it's called that everybody's shechting the Korban Pesach. So now we have another proof of Shluchos Adam Kamoso. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Kachim is the most chamor thing. So just write the concept of shlichus by the Korban Pesach, by Kachim, and I'll learn it out to every other instance. V'nichto rachmona b'kachim, v'nesei hanach v'nigru minei. And I'll bring the others, Gerishin and Kedushin and Truma, and I'll learn it from Kachim. Why does the Torah have to write that shlichus works in each topic? Let it write it once. So he goes, says, because mishum de ikulim mefrach, because we can say as follows, they tell you, Malu Kachim Shekin Rov Ma'aseyem Alide Shliach. Most of Kachim is done via a Shliach, meaning the Bailim doesn't necessarily do the Avoda, right? All the Avodas, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Zrika, that's done via what we call, quote unquote, a Shliach, which is the Kohen, because a Zar is not allowed to do these Avodas. Zar is allowed to do Shlita, but he's not allowed to do, because I can't do Shlita to Avoda, but
He can't
do the other votes, so someone has to do it on his behalf. And it still counts.
But it has to count. That's Metzias.
All right, so we're saying, so the Metzias only is over here. So you can't learn from here out to anywhere else, because here you have no choice. That's what we're saying, Stukas Oda Kamosa, but it doesn't necessarily apply to everybody else. So therefore, I can't, even though it's Kachim and it's on such a higher status, I can't learn Shlichus from Kachim anywhere else, because Shlichus has another din that doesn't apply everywhere else. It has to be done via Shlich for the most part. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now we have Truma, Gerishin, and Kachim, three things. So I can't take one and learn out two. Maybe I can take two and learn out the other one. Why do I have to write all three? Maybe I can just write, two. The Gemara says, fine, you just proved to me that I can't learn one from, can't learn one from one. But, maybe I can learn one from two. Why does Gemara have to write the din of shlichus, all three dinim? Maybe it was just enough for Torah to write it in two dinim, and I'll learn the third one from that one, from those two. So Gemara says, okay, which ones are you talking about? Ha, tese, which one could we learn out, right? Which one should we learn out? I mean, which one should not be written, and we'll learn it out from the other two. So Gemara says, let's say, lo nichtov rachmana b'kachim v'tese mehanach. Why don't we just not write Kachim and learn it from the other two? We'll learn from Gerishin and Truma, and the lien would be as fine. Gerishin works, if it works by Gerishin, it should work by Kachim. And even though you might say that Gerishin has Valkarcha, right, he has extra power because it's Valkarcha, so then I'll bring Truma, that doesn't work Valkarcha. And if you'll say that maybe Truma, it has the power because it's Machshava, and therefore you have to think something to be working by Machshava, and I'll bring Gerishin, that you don't need that it works even if it doesn't have the power just to be done via Machshava. So the Gemara says, well, I have another. Malo Hanach, Shekin Yishlam Chol, it's a Kachim. Fine, you satisfy those two aspects, but nevertheless, I would say that maybe Shlichus works over there because it's Chol. But by Kachim, which is holy, maybe you don't have the authority to do Shlichus. Therefore, I can't learn Kachim from those two. The Gemara says, okay, fine. Shalom Nichtav Rachmana B'Gerishin. Don't write the din by Gerishin, and learn Gerishin out from the combination of Truma and Kachim. The Gemara say no. Ma lo hanach yeshlam b'machshava. No, because the other two, you can. When it comes to Gittin, you can't divorce somebody just by thought. You have to do a ma'aseh. But when it comes to Truma, we just said that Truma can work. It's valid via machshava. And there are those who say also that by Kachim, it also can work via machshava. By Rashi, does the Rashi says? Shekin yeshlam b'machshava. Rashi says it's towards the top. Kachi nami istnu b'machshava. You have also this concept of the machshava by kachim. Skip the parentheses. It says gamar b'libo lomer shor ze ola harei ola ki des tatani b'shulas paragimol mochi sasecha inin shotzis b'svasav gamar liminayim tamal kol nediv leiv olos. That if you have in your heart to say, oh, I want this to be the karbon, that could be chal. Now, how does anybody know? You know, and God knows. But it's a valid karbon. A whole shiloh over here also. If someone makes the nadav of stuck in his heart and says in his heart, not out loud, I want to give $100 to that organization, there's now even an obligation to give $100. But you see that both by Truma and by Kachim, Machshava is enough to create a chalos. But doesn't work by, so maybe because Machshava works there, see that you have so much power and authority over the situation, you can appoint a shliach. But by Gerishin, doesn't work by Machshava. So you wouldn't be able to learn a Gerishin out from those two. So the Gemara says, Ella, lo lita rachmana b'truma v'teisa mehanach. So don't write it by Truma. Let's learn it out by Kachim, and learn it out by Gerishin, and learn Truma. And there, what's the problem? So you're talking about Machshava? Well, Kachim has Machshava. You're talking about that it's cut, that, well, it's Chulin? Well, you have Chulin by the Truma. Talking about by Kachim? Well, it's more Kaddish than than Gershon. Everything works there. Gemara then answers, Hachanami, you're right, in Hachanami, I didn't have to write it by Truma. I could have learned out Truma from the combination of Gerishin and Kachim. Okay, so then if that's the case, then what's the limud of Gamatem? We just said Gamatem was to teach us the Shlichus. But now if I can learn out Truma from the other two, then I don't need Gamatem to teach me Shlichus. What am I going to do with Gamatem? Exactly. So the Ella Atem Gamatem Lamili Mi Boyle Lechid Rav Yanai. I need a Tem Gamatem to teach me the Lul of Rav Yanai, the Amr of Yanai. Gamatem. What does Gamatem teach me? It's going to teach me which type of shliach I can appoint. Ma Atem Bnei Bris Av Shluchecha Bnei Bris. When it comes to a shliach, right? It has to be Jewish. It has to be somebody who has the authority like you. It has to be Mizer Yisrael. So Gemara says Halamli Kro. Why do I need a pasuk for that? Right? It should be somebody who can do it. He's the only one who has the authority to do so. He can't appoint somebody who doesn't have the legal capacity to be your shliach. So Gemara says, "Halom likra." Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan Afka. There's a svara of this. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan Eina Evan Nasa Shliach LaKabel Get Miyad Bailo Shalisha Lefish Eino B'Torahs Get Mekedushin. We already know the svara is an Evan Kanani cannot accept a get on behalf of the woman because he's not in the concept of getting Mekedushin. You have to be in the parsha, and he's not in the parsha. The Gemara says, no, it's the Ruch. I would have thought the Sakataita Chamina Eved de la Varakero Hu Klau. Eved's not in the concept Hu Klau. Eved doesn't work by getting a Kedushin because he's not in the Parsha of getting a Kedushin at all. There's no concept of getting a Kedushin at all. But about Ove Kochavim, when it comes to a guy, the Hove of Isa Betruma de Nafshe, an Ove Kochavim can take off Truma by himself. The Tanan, we have a mission that says in Trumos, Ha'ove kachavim ve'akusi shertarmu truma son truma. So you say if he takes, he doesn't have the obligation to take off truma, but he has the right to take off truma if he wants. Rashi says it's a fundamental machlo, because you have to say, according to this, the person holds in kinyan la'ove kachavim eretz yisrael afkiyim nafkiyah, that there's a machlo, that whether or not the land rights of a guy in eretz yisrael takes away the kedusha. So you must say over here that the land rights do not take away the Kedusha, and therefore the guy has the right. He doesn't have the obligation, but he has the right. So he's a little bit in the parsha of Truma Samayis. So therefore I would need the Pasuk to exclude him from the Shlichus. So Kamash Malan comes Gam Atem to teach me that the guy is not valid to take is not valid to be your shliach for Truma Samayis. The Gemara then says, okay, Ul Rabbi Shimon de Pater. Rabbi Shimon says that the guy does not take off the Truma of the guy is not valid. Because it's not, we have a Mishnah there in Trumas that says, Trumas ovi chavim midamas. Someone takes off Truma, and his Truma gets mixed up with Chuli, and now we have Demai. I can't touch it. The guy's Truma actually has effect, right? The chayovim lachomesh, and if you eat it by accident, has all the dealings of Truma. If I eat it, I have to pay chomesh by mistake. Rav Shimon Poter. Rav Shimon says, no, there's no concept of chomesh because there's no Truma here. So he says, what does he do? Atem gamatem lamali. What do we need atem gamatem? Because he says that the guy is explicitly excluded from Trumos, just like the Eved is excluded by getting Kedushin. So what does he learn atem gamatem? What does he learn from that extraneous gam? So it's drich. He says, no, because you still need it, because sokadait chamina, I would have thought, holo vi amamar. We learned in a brisa, we say atem velo arisin, meaning you and not your sharecroppers. Atem v'lo shutofin. Sharecroppers cannot take chumas for you. Your partners cannot take chumas off for you. Atem v'lo apitropos, you and not your your apitropos, right, for the katanim, right? They cannot take off for the katan. Atem v'lo atoramash eno shalo. You can't take off chuma on behalf of somebody else. Ema, you would think atem v'lo shuchecham nami. You have all these exclusions by truma. I would have maybe excluded shlichus as well. So kamash malan, that gam comes to say that yes, you have all those exclusions, but gam, if you appoint to shliach, that's not excluded, and that will work. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Right. Everybody have a wonderful day. Yeah.